Welcome to the space show, Nick.
It's good to be speaking to you, Andrew.
We're at the Sydney Observatory, and as I came in, I noticed that you had a number of exhibitions and some videos. Is the observatory open to the public?
Yes, it certainly is. The observatory is a museum of astronomy and a public observatory. So we have exhibitions on astronomy, and at night time people can come and look through our telescopes. The present exhibition that we have is called Hands on Astronomy. It's an exhibition based on hands-on exhibits, or what's sometimes known as interactives. So things that people can play with and touch and get some idea of what astronomy is about. Each interactive just talks about some aspect of astronomy, and by playing with it, people can get a little bit of a feel of astronomy. There are something like 20 items, 20 and 25 hands-on exhibits in the building. Some of them are also computer-based, and you can play with a computer and answer questions and get information from the computer. In the first room where you come to, the main exhibit is an elliptical billiard table, which we call Celestial Billiards. And what that talks about is one of the properties of ellipses, because of course planets move around the Sun in elliptical orbits. So it's nice to be able to find out a little bit more about ellipses. And it shows that there are two billiard balls which you can place at the focus of the ellipse, at each of the focus points of the ellipse. And if you bounce one billiard ball from one focus point towards the edge, it will always bounce off to the other focus point.
This is something I noticed when I had a play with it earlier on, that I couldn't miss. It was fantastic, you know, I was suddenly a brilliant billiards player.
That's right, that's the idea. Everybody becomes brilliant with that game. So whatever part of the edge of the table you bounce the ball, it will hit the other focus point.
Okay, and I was interested in your computer displays there. What sort of information can you get out of those?
There are quite a number of computer-based exhibits. One of them is on the solar system. It tells you about the various planets in the solar system, gives information about the number of satellites each of the planet has. It talks about the phases of the moon. And after you've watched the program for a while, then the program will ask you questions, and it will see how good you are and how whether you've been paying attention. One nice trick question which we have is, which I'll ask you, Andrew, is how many stars in our solar system?
How many stars in our solar system? I'd say one.
Very good. Very good, the Sun. But a lot of people get that one wrong. So there are some nice questions which, if you've been paying attention, you'll get them right, but if not, you'll get them slightly wrong.
All right, sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it is. Another program, which is my favourite, is about telescopes. In one section, you can build your own telescope. You get a choice of lenses for what you have for the large lens at the front of the tube. You also have a choice of lenses you can have for the eyepiece at the eye end of the tube. And then once you've built your telescope, you can look through it and you'll see how good a telescope that you've made. And if you didn't build the best telescope or the one with the highest magnification, then you'll have another chance to build one with a higher magnification.
Oh, so you can learn by trial and error.
Well, that's the idea, yes.
But hopefully you'd work it out beforehand and build the right one in the first place.
Well, possibly, but you do get two. In fact, I think you actually get three chances. Maybe if you don't get it right the first time, second time, but maybe the final time, by trial and error, you've figured out what you really need, and hopefully build the best one by the last.
You've got for those who are perhaps not quite so active, you've got a theatreette. What do you normally show there?
We've got a very wide range of films in astronomy, so we've always videos on astronomy. We try to keep up to date, and we have recent films on astronomy, and we show those. But sometimes we do when we give lectures, when we have school groups or other times or in the evenings we give lectures. We also have a whole range of computer programs available which you can display in a large projection TV screen, and that works out very well. So if you can show what the night sky is like, for example, so people who come here in an evening can actually see what stars are up and what's available. There are other programs where you can zoom in on the planets. You can look at Jupiter from various directions. You can see what satellites of Jupiter are visible. And it's very nice to be able to look at that before going up to a telescope and actually compare what the computer calculates to what you can actually see in the sky.
And the public can actually see the telescopes, can't they?
Yes, they certainly can come in at night and look through a telescope. To come in at night, they have to make a booking in advance, sometimes a few days, sometimes a week. So certainly if you're in Sydney if people from Melbourne are only in Sydney for a few days, we do try to fit them in. But if you get a few days' notice, that's preferable. We're open every night of the week apart from Wednesday night. In winter, this time of the year, we do have two sessions. People can come in at 6:15, or they can come in at the later session at 8:15. The tours last for about 2 hours. They're structured tours, so people look through the exhibition, might see a video or hear a brief lecture on astronomy or what's up in the sky, and then they move to telescopes. If it's clear, obviously they look through the telescopes and see whatever object is around. At the moment, one of the most spectacular objects is Jupiter. And so they see whatever is around. If it's cloudy, unfortunately, sometimes is, the tour is still on and people look at find out about the telescopes. We have two main telescopes. We've got a historic telescope, which is a refracting telescope, a lens telescope, which has been here since 1874. It's the oldest working telescope in the country. And we have a very modern 14-inch or 35-centimetre reflecting telescope, which is computer-controlled.
I believe one of the telescopes in the observatory is from Melbourne. That might interest Melbourne visitors. Can they get to see that, or has that been taken away now?
No, that telescope has been taken away. That was here until about 10 years ago. It was our main research instrument for very many years. This telescope was from the old Melbourne Observatory. That observatory closed down in the late 1940s, and this particular telescope which is a refracting telescope with a length of 13 inches or 33 centimetre diameter, was brought over from Melbourne to Sydney. It was set up in a building out in our yard, and it was our main research instrument. There was another telescope placed on the same mount as well, and the two we were using up till 1982 to make photographic observations of the sky.
Thanks for joining us tonight on the Space Show, Nick.
Pleasure talking to you, Andrew.